Nestled in her cozy living room, surrounded by family photos and artwork from India, Nandini Lorenzen sips hot tea and recalls the excitement of meeting Mother Teresa.
I was waiting. I thought, oh gosh, I'm going to meet Mother Teresa. And then Mother Teresa came in, and she came bustling in, this little woman. She said, oh, you want to work for me and help me out? Where do you want to be? I said, well, I want to be with the kids. And she said, sure, I mean, bless you, my dear. And she gave me a hug, and I thought, oh, wow.
Nandini had to ask Mother Teresa permission to help out at the orphanage. Nandini had first visited the orphanage during a high school trip. After seeing the compassion of the nuns and the crowded rooms with wall-to-wall cribs, she knew she wanted to help. Most of the children were disabled, often left in the streets by their parents. Nandini would feed them a simple yet nutritious diet of rice, lentils, and eggs. There were no sweets and no toys, but the children were provided excellent essential care.
I remember there was a little blind girl. She was one of the only kids who could talk because all the other kids hadn't really developed a vocabulary because there was no time for anyone to sit down and talk to them. I thought, gosh, you know, I would like to develop a curriculum and help these kids out.
Nandini came to America to get her master's in education. Though she had the best intentions, life, as it often does, got in the way. Halfway through her thesis, Nandini got terribly ill while pregnant with her first child and was unable to complete her master's.
What was the other? Yeah, and then I came to the States to get a program.
Though she has never made it back to that orphanage, Nandini says she often thinks of the children and hopes to one day go back with her own children. For Media Milwaukee, I'm Marin Gilbert.